Kuch mem hei, oi zayin, ishuk sheira achalpi shishu, noise oise vishvil, hamaman sheyeshla, muta. If a woman is a good woman, she's a kosher woman, then even if she has money, the person is also interested in the money, that makes his final decision based on the money is acceptable. Atakish noisim lois hamaman perasan toya. But not that he's forcing out of somebody else. Someone just told me a story about somebody that they were in the middle of the shidduch and suddenly one of the sides made the other side write a whole contract. How much money they're getting. And it ended up didn't work out, so it was all for the good. But Abel, in my agen is at somebody who mountain at sheyim seisha in mom and kechefsei. But a person is pushing off shidduchim and let the years go by because he's waiting for the millionaires. Or he made a shidduch and they promised a lot of money and then they went bankrupt. Then he doesn't want to get married because of that. Or he misquoted Abuzer, or he gets into a fight because of that. It's a very bad investment because he will not have good children. And that costs a lot of money and agnes nefesh also. It must leave, and it ends up the whole thing falls apart. A woman is not a way to make money. They give again. Take a nice, they give them a yashakoya. But not to make the focal point of the marriage, money.